Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Vice President Harris has clinched the Democratic presidential nomination in a virtual roll call. CBS's Christopher Cruz has the story.
Democratic National Committee Chairman Jamie Harrison said the votes from delegates today put her over the top. Harris moved swiftly and decisively to consolidate her support among delegates soon after the president made his stunning announcement.
President Biden announced late last month that he would end his reelection bid, and he threw his support behind Harris. Harris said she was grateful to both the president and to the delegates who made her virtual nomination possible.
The tireless work of our delegates, our state leaders, and staff has been pivotal in making this moment possible. And your dedication cannot be overstated. Your dedication to our country.
Democrats will gather in Chicago later this month for the Democratic National Convention, where they will nominate Harris in person. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin outraised presumptive challenger Eric Hovde nearly 7-1 in 3 weeks last month. The incumbent Democrat raised more than $2.5 million, while the Republican businessman raised about $374,000. Yesterday was the deadline for federal candidates to file their pre-primary reports. Voters in western Wisconsin's 3rd District could decide which party controls the U.S. House. That's why Congressman Mark Pocan has been spending so much time there.
That seat is probably one of the top 10 to 20 seats in the country for Democrats to get the majority. So I think you saw House Majority PAC just did a $4 million buy in the 3rd CD.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shankland, who's running for Congress against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Severe weather swept through the area last night, bringing a light show but canceling a comedy show. State Fair officials had to cancel comedian Gabriel Iglesias' set at the Grandstand last night. While the storms brought heavy rain to some areas, there have been no reports of major damage or injuries. The State Fair did continue despite the rain. It runs through the 11th in West Allis. UW-Milwaukee officials say the outgoing police chief was under investigation for misconduct. UWM Police Chief David Salazar resigned yesterday, leveling accusations against the university regarding its handling of anti-Semitism. Salazar claims the university ignored evidence of anti-Semitism and failed to address complaints against other officers. In response, UW-Milwaukee officials rejected Salazar's allegations, saying it's an attempt to divert attention from his own misconduct. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will be holding their family night practice tomorrow night inside a completely sold-out Lambeau Field. Jordan Morgan has been lining up at right guard and was asked, as the first-round pick out of Arizona, what does he think so far about what he's hearing about family night?
80,000 fans, and I've never been in a stadium that big with that many fans. So for that to go on that night, I'm so excited to see that.
Edge rusher Rashawn Gary.
Man, every time you step in Lambeau, man, it's a blessing. So being able to have a practice in front of our fans, and that's going to give us a lot of energy to finish throughout the day.
On special teams, a bad day for kicker Anders Carlson, missing 3 out of 6, all going wide left again. Baseball, the Brewers and the Nationals tonight in D.C. Pat Murphy on starting Frankie Montas after 19 starts with the Reds before being traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think a veteran coming in that can log some innings like that, very important for us, and we're excited to have him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today, 82. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 69. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
One of the state's biggest and best farmers markets is right here in Waukesha. Join thousands of your neighbors this Saturday morning between 8 and noon at the corner of St. Paul and Madison along the Fox River. Fresh produce, crafts, flowers, food, and gift ideas of all kinds are on display and on sale. We'll check in live each Saturday morning on WAUK, too. Plan to stock up this Saturday at the Waukesha Farmers Market and stop by our WAUK tent to say hi and register to win a brand new Logger bike. We can't wait to see you.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show on Monday, we will be recapping everything that happened over the weekend. I'm sure absolutely nothing never does. Join us. Don't miss out.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Wisconsin. How are you? What's up, guys? I am not Maggie Dawn. I am Brian Kelly. I am Fancy Brian, as some people like to call me. On the board with me today is the fabulous Jess. How are you today, Jess?
Doing good. Doing good.
Very happy to have you. It's nice to go and switch some roles sometimes. Maggie's taking some well-deserved time off. If you're listening, Maggie, turn it off and go back
go
to
rest.
Go rest by going back to work because you have 15 right. jobs now. Right. Congratulations to you on working. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. As I said, I am Brian Kelly filling in for Maggie Dawn. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. It is a Friday.
It is a Friday.
And it seems like we've been talking about the last couple of weeks being a decade or so of news
a piece
and it we've all aged several years, but then Monday hit and Monday to now has been like 30 seconds.
Right Yeah. I blinked.
Yeah, we're gonna end the show. You went to Madison.
I did.
Awesome.
I spent 2 days in Madison.
How was that?
Get to hang out with HQ. Yeah. I was there to cover the Wisconsin Public Education Network Summer Summit.
Wow.
Yeah, it was super cool. Lots of educators talking education.
That's pretty cool.
It was super cool.
Did you guys learn things, or did you teach things
from
each other?
There was a lot of teaching. There was a lot of learning. There was a lot of just being and advocating and, you know, getting ready to do stuff.
I like that.
Yeah.
I had a couple fill-in guests. We had Jim Santel early on this week, and then we had Matt Rothschild the last couple of days with some awesome guests. Angela Lang was awesome. We had some really good discussions about, the NABJ and the ridiculous stuff that had just the weirdness of this entire election cycle. I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm honestly like, do I want popcorn or will I throw it up? I don't know.
That is the exact question I've been asking. I usually say, you know what? I'm going to get the popcorn because I'm not going to waste this moment of entertainment.
Yeah, and plus popcorn is relatively cheap on the regular.
True. Yeah.
And from what I can tell, the Woodman's Deals is a hot deals on popcorn.
Oh, is that the deal of the week?
I don't know. It was a week ago. I really liked the way you said popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that too. I don't know. I have an actual show for you guys, and I've had this one in the can for a while. I've been wanting to do this. I want to talk about culture.
Yeah.
Like culture en masse. I'm going to touch in a bunch of different bits on culture. We're going to go into religion, music, pop culture, politics, the whole...
All the things that you're not supposed to talk about on a first date?
Basically, but that's what we all end up doing. I mean, look...
Every good first date, yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you get into it, you get into it. And it doesn't matter that you agree or not. Can you talk about it?
Yeah.
Can you communicate? Because when we're out together, when you go out... I mean, some people go out to clubs and stuff, but at the end of it, if you end up going to the end of the night to the point where it's like... just you and a bunch of bottles and you're kind of cleaning up and talking, you're telling stories to each other. You're telling different, you're relating to each other with culture. You're talking about music. You're talking about things you are passionate about, things you care about, things that define you as a human being. And that's how we get together, you know, and hopefully you'll be doing a lot of that this weekend. The state fair kicked off.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness.
And you're that's a state fair guy.
I have become one.
Okay.
I'm generally against it, and only because it's August and it's hot.
Yeah, that's very fair.
And I am a Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love State Fair.
But I love State Fair. It is so much fun.
Yeah.
There's just so much. There's mullets from everywhere. There's animals of all kinds, and there's great food, great
everywhere.
People, and great culture. It's also an opportunity to, I don't know, meet people from all around the state.
Oh, absolutely.
In one spot.
Yeah.
You know, if you
get all of Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, sometimes people think like, oh, it's Wisconsin. They're all just a bunch of cheeseheads. It's like, we may be cheeseheads, but there's a lot of kinds of cheese.
There's a lot of variants in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
So what I want to talk about, what I want to start off with our culture is the thing that, and shout out to Scott Kuchka, is my favorite topic is narrative.
Mm.
I love narrative. And I want to get into that, but this is sparked from a call we got yesterday. We got we took a call from a conservative guy, I presume conservative just because of the way he was arguing, Greg, who is at it was at 27th and Ross. He says he's on the road, and you know he called up to go and bring up the point of, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? In a reference to Biden hasn't done much for him, and he didn't feel totally valid. Totally valid point from his point of view, and that type of thing was very awesome about it. But on the phone call beforehand, when I answered the phone, I had talked to him about, hey, oh, you're at 27th and Ross, and there's an Oscars there. You should go in and get a BLT. They're fantastic. They also have Sloppy Joe's there. I really love food is a really big thing. We're going to get into food a little bit later too, because it's part of our culture.
Right.
And
we need it to do things like live.
Turns out, but there's a lot of different ways to consume things.
Sure.
But yeah, this guy, but I had no idea, or nor did I care, and I still don't, what his political views are. I cared that he and I got together on food, and I know that area, and that's cool. We related in terms of our culture between food. And I think that's more important than literally anything else that we're talking about, because you have that connection, you can actually have that harder discussion where you don't agree, because at the end of the day, you can go back and have BLTs and Sloppy Joes together.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So my thing with narrative is the thing that let's just define our terms here. Narrative for me is what you tell yourself, the story that you tell yourself all the time. And we sell narratives to each other. Look at every commercial, every TV show, everything from Greek plays to, you know, a stupid 10-second jingle is telling you a story, because that's the way we learn. You are an educated educator teaching education.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? No,
you're completely right. Yeah. I also have a degree in classics because, you know.
There we go.
I love stories. I love the fact that this thing that is so... I mean, as far as we know, it's uniquely human that we are constantly telling stories.
And sometimes the same exact story.
Oh, very frequently.
Over and over and over again. Take the Jesus story.
Sure.
The Savior that sacrifices themselves for the good of humanity.
Yep, shows up in pretty much every culture.
Every single culture. And that's something that resonates. It's a resonating story. It doesn't matter if it's the sky cake or the sky pie or whatever the heck you end up attributing to that, the story that resonates is the sacrifice for others.
Yes.
It's the rebirth, rejuvenation through sacrifice through others.
Mm-hmm.
And so that leads me to what my core beliefs are, my core narratives. You know, what drives me, what makes me go and wake up in the morning and go, wow, what story do I have to tell myself to get my lazy ass out of bed? Because this is really awesome, this whole sleeping thing. And by the way, my dreams are amazing. I can't remember most of them, but they are amazing.
I remember almost all of my dreams, and they're crazy.
Yeah. You got an active mind. There's a lot of stuff you
can put
together.
There's a lot of stuff going around in there.
Pardon me, I just completely lost my my train of thought because I was thinking about narratives.
Oh,
so
narrative.
The narratives that I tell myself, the thing that that is my thing, is we are better when we have purpose. We are better when we work together. There's nothing that has ever been that had ever happened in the history of all humankind without collaboration of some sort.
Correct.
In a large part, sometimes through one person enslaving a whole bunch of people and pushing them towards it. But again, still collaboration.
Technically forced.
And absolutely horrible and bad and not even remotely.
And imagine how much better it would have been if we would have all had consent.
If you felt ownership of it.
Right.
You know, that's another thing. And that leads me to the most dangerous narrative of all. The American dream.
Ooh.
That is a danger. Ooh. Do you know how dangerous that narrative is? The idea that you can be nobody and be good at something and then become big and powerful and important and actually have anything mean anything, that is a dangerous thought. Because for years, and you know this through classics, the prince to the pauper, the pauper and the prince, that mm-hmm. pauper was always just a secret prince.
Just a secret prince, right.
Yeah, just a secret prince because birthright was the thing.
Absolutely.
Luke Skywalker got his powers from his father. Not, you know, through effort and, you know, mm-hmm. worth and doing something on your own. So the idea that somebody can come out of nothing mm-hmm. and make something of themselves, the American dream, that's dangerous.
It is. It puts forth this idea that you don't need your community. You don't need the people around you. You don't need the people who came before you, who can help you, who can boost you. You can do it all yourself.
Yeah, you can pull yourself up because it's dangerous in that you can make yourself into something else because you can become something from nothing. But it's also that like you said, you completely forget about the people around you because we are all right now. I look around me right here and I see technology. I see stuff that makes it easier for just you and I to do one show. You couldn't really do that back in the day. You couldn't press the buttons and make things happen. How much easier are things now, but it's also more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But we're standing on the shoulders of everything that came before us and everything that happened. And we have our technology in our hand. If we want to know anything, if I get a fact wrong or if I decide what's about, I can look it up. Right now, have the information in just a second or two.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to many other people.
Thanks to many, many, many other people. There's literally not. You wouldn't be here if two other people didn't get together and say, we should get together and be friends.
Indeed. And completely.
Guys, I don't know if you know this. When a mommy radio person or daddy radio person get together. Well, we'll tell that story a bit.
When they're ready.
Yep. Give us a call and let us know what you think about the birds and the bees. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Brian Kelly. I'm filling in for Maggie Dawn. We're talking culture today. And we're going to move on to politics and culture in just a minute. Give us a call. 855-752-4842. Text lines are open. It's me and Jess. We're hanging out, and it's freedom time.
Yeah, it's freedom time on a Friday.
I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Put down the chainsaw and listen to me.
Put down the chainsaw and listen to me. It's time for us to join in the fight.
Dare to be stupid, my friends. Folks, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Brian Kelly. I'm filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show today. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Your texts can go to that number as well. We'll take your calls anytime. We're talking culture today. It's a Friday. We are having fun, and we are going to talk about some culture here today. And I want to go in the culture of politics in just a moment, but I want to say something about Weird Al. Weird Al is the reason that I like every genre of music.
Yeah?
Weird Al covered every genre of music, and I was a little comedy nerdy kid, you know, growing up, listening to stand-up on, or watching stand-up on comedy, the Comedy Channel before it became Comedy Central. I remember Kerry Kilborn as the host of The Daily Show before Liz Winstead said bye. I got to meet Liz Winstead through the course of this. And anyway, so as a comedy nerd growing up, I listened to Weird Al because it was funny to me. And because of Weird Al, I actually like all genres of music. It's all genres of music.
Do you have a ranking of them, or is it just all good? There's good stuff everywhere.
There's good stuff everywhere. You can get really into anything as long as you open yourself to seeing why people enjoy it.
Sure, when you can find the beauty in it, when you can find the skill and the nuance in it.
Yeah, well, no matter what it is, there's something that about something that everybody likes. I may not listen. I think Big Bang Theory is the dumbest damn show on earth, but there's a lot of people who really like it, and I can see why in certain ways, and maybe I don't necessarily agree, but...
Yeah, I went through a phase with it.
Yeah, you know what? Great.
Yep, but once I got through that phase, it was like, now it's tiring.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mother-in-law loves it, so...
It's something you guys can talk about.
It's something we can talk about. It's something that I will watch it with her, absolutely.
And you can dovetail from that into other things.
Indeed.
Yeah, and... Basically, if you have an in any way, you can dovetail into politics, which is fun.
Oh, for sure.
Which is the greatest storytelling thing of all time. Let's take a news story that just happened.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the narrative surrounding it.
Okay, let's.
So Joe Biden just negotiated with Kamala Harris a huge prisoner release swap, right?
Yes.
Really awesome stuff. I love that the reporter asked Putin for an interview in his exit. Like that you can write a little thing. He wrote, "Putin, will you please interview me? or let me interview you." That's pretty awesome. Journalist at heart, that's pretty cool. But the narrative there is always going to be that sleepy Joe Biden. They're always going to say sleepy Joe Biden, no matter how competent he shows you. Hillary Clinton was going to be no matter what. Anybody, she was the most qualified candidate up there by miles. But still, people are like, "Yeah, I don't like her." And a lot of that is narrative. Yes, it's sexism. Yes, it's misogyny. Yes, it's all of those things. But those things are rooted in stories.
But she's a witch.
Exactly
right.
But even these callbacks, even these things that are culturally relevant, it means that we understand Monty Python now. Yeah. We get that all in one sentence. You know, but the narrative is sleepy Joe Biden. He's He needs to withdraw from the race. He's just a poor old doddering guy.
He needs his nap-naps.
But it turns out he swung this whole deal together, and pretty much anybody who was part of it is saying, yeah, it wouldn't have happened without him.
Right, absolutely. This is as people are going like, oh, Biden's in his lame duck period, and Biden's going, no.
Are you saying, wait, you mean I get to work instead of actually campaigning instead and telling you that I'm working?
Right, he can do one job really, really well.
Yeah, great. And I bet you he has time for a nap, too.
Yeah.
I'd make it happen.
I'd make it happen.
So, but this goes to the larger point of narrative is more important than reality. Because the Republicans have always been better at telling stories. They're also, their base is more receptive to the stories that are being told. Let's not say that, too. But it's, you know, like I said, that conservative caller, Greg, that called yesterday, he had the, are you better off 4 years ago than you are now? Whether he is or isn't, you can tell him, well, actually.
His narrative, his story is that he is not.
Yes. The crime is down across the entire country.
Wages are up.
Wages are up. Crime is down. But tell that to my friend who's conservative, who heard gunshots around her apartment, you know, in Chicago just a couple weeks ago. To her, crime is in her front door and she's getting shot every day. But
that sounds very difficult.
Of course. But my point is that when messaging and when telling stories to people, trying to teach your electorate how to vote and how to advocate for you, the Republicans are so much better at it.
Oh, sure.
So much better. They'll tell you the easy story and they'll tell you the thing that you...
They tell you who's at fault. They tell you this is the person you need to blame. This is what you need to do. And just listen to me.
Yeah, and they message it so well that it's easy to repeat and continue that thing. And Democrats are always the, well, in the book, it really happened this way. No, no, will you stop? I'm trying to watch Game of Thrones, please. Can you just stop? Yes, I know in the book it was different. There's a movie and there's a book. They're going to be different. It's impossible. It's just, they've tried to do it. It's impossible. It's impossible. Unless you do like a chapter is a, you could do it with like a long series, but then they have, the director is not going to be like, oh, I'm going to take my own story and, you know, put it on there. I'm going to change it and everything like that. Democrats need to stop going, but actually. That's why I love the idea of them being weird. Because it's just so simple.
Yeah.
Just
lean into it. Just weird.
God, that's weird, man.
Weird.
Wow, that's weird.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's simple. It's easy. It's the first time I've ever been like, oh, that's something that we can do something with.
Mm-hmm,
we can play with weird.
We can play with weird.
Yeah.
Weird, we can do something with. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I've been embracing weird for a really long time.
Well, I mean, you kind of needed to, what with, you know.
Well, but that's also how, so I'm a traveler. I'm an outsider. I've always been an outsider. I've moved around. I've never been to one school for more than 4 years. I've lived on all three coasts. The East Coast, the West Coast, and the Great Lakes Coast. I've experienced a lot of different cultures. I've been around a lot of different people, and I've had the fortune to be able to experience a lot of that. But a lot of that has also forced me to be an outsider. And as an outsider, you can either choose to be angry about it. I was for a while, so I understand that point of view. But I also learned how to, I don't want to say assimilate because that's not the right word. I learned how to ingratiate myself with people, how to get along, how to talk to, how to be gregarious, how to disarm people. I'm a large dude. I'm 335 pounds. I'm 6'5". I could probably, my one fighting move is grab and fall, mostly because gravity. But the whole point is, because of culture, I can get around and go and do anything. And if we relate in a culture way, it can really work out. So come back with me. Give me a call, 855-752-4842. We've talked a little bit about politics and culture, and we're going to move on to, let's go to music.
Yeah.
Let's get into music next and how music affects everybody and makes everything happen.
You are all weirdos.
Don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
A bit.
A bit.
A bit.
A bit.
You're all individual.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Imagine being able to detect pests on your crops simply by listening to them eat. This groundbreaking concept has become a reality with the introduction of the Insect Eavesdropper, a tool designed to transform pest management and agriculture. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and UW entomology professor Emily Bick is the co-founder of the Insect Eavesdropper and says that by harnessing the power of sound, this sensor offers farmers a new way to detect and monitor insect pests directly on their crops, and provides early detection and precise insights that can significantly enhance crop protection strategies.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clipped onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up just based off of the temperature. And the farmers I was working with out there said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stock? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn borer. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects as they're directly feeding on the crops.
I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. A new round of funding is coming for dairy farmers and processors under the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says a new round of $100,000 grants will be open for application in mid-August. Sweeney says there has been a great demand for the dollars as producers add on farm processing and processors upgrade their facilities. Information about these grants can be found at the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association website or through the University of Wisconsin Center for Dairy Research website. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Weather brought to you by Mosquito Joe of Waukesha. For a SWAT-free summer, call 262-232-7570.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today, 82. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 69. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
What's bugging you?
A family picnic in our own backyard sounded like a great idea, but no.
They know what's bugging you, and Mosquito Joe's Mosquito and Tick Service can fix it. Call Mosquito Joe of Waukesha County. They'll give your yard an effective treatment that starts working immediately to eliminate those pests. Mosquito Joe, making outside fun again. Call Mosquito Joe today, 262-232-7570.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoss. As Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk Twisters, and it's a bar band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
good not a good pairing for Kelly here.
You're doing great.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Yep. This is I'm Brian Kelly. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Hi, everybody. welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Brian Kelly, filling in for Maggie Dawn, who's having a well-deserved vacation, where she's working and somewhat on vacation, too. Congratulations, Maggie, on that. give us a call, 855-752-4842. Give me a moment. From what I understand, you can't breathe water.
No, you're actually supposed to breathe air and drink water. I know it's a little tricky, but, you know, eventually you'll get it.
I blame global warming.
You should.
That was weird.
That was
weird. Completely fine. I cleared my throat right beforehand, and now I'm... All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm alive, you're alive. We're all alive here. I'm Brian Kelly, filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about culture, narrative and culture. Culture, the United States culture, the weird experiment that is all of the United States in and of itself. I mean, we're brand new. We're not even 300 years old.
Right. Like, speaking on terms of, like, a global scale, we are an infant nation.
And you know, pretty much everybody else sent their own stuff and then forgot that people were here. And then, you know, culture wars ensued. And we've been ensuing a culture war since then.
Yeah, we were just sort of left here. And, you know, like what happens when you leave some dairy out, it all ferments a little bit and you end up with something that's a little weird. But
or like, you know, if you leave a bunch of, you know, little boys together that have a lot of power, they end up throwing a rock on the other one and then they have the conch. It's really important that we don't leave ourselves alone. But we're trying to govern ourselves. One of the first times ever. I mean, there have been cultures out there that have lasted for centuries, thousands of years. The Chinese, like, you have to understand the history of places before you can even start talking about them. I mean, we talk about Russia all the time, and all our narratives are, oh, Russia, bad, Russia, evil and everything. And there's a reason why their philosophers have a little bit of, yes, we are dead.
Yes.
You know, little nihilistic type of thing, because they weren't a real country. They were just a massive land that you had to go, okay, so how do I get there? All right, go that way.
Keep going that way.
Keep going that way.
Keep going that way.
When you see the hill,
keep going.
Keep going to the other hills.
And it's really cold. Steps. Keep going.
Don't stop, because if you, it's not the snows that'll get you. It's the mud after the snows that'll kill. But you're still going to go. When you get there, you might want to stay there for years at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Also that, and their aristocracy, they hated their own people. But, you know, I digress. but if you know that, you know a little bit of where the Russians are coming from. You know what I mean? Like, you have to understand culture.
Context.
You have to understand culture to understand context. A fun little tidbit that I just wanted to share, that AI and like people who are trying to deep fake and or be, let's say, bad actors in the social media community, they're having a hard time with hacking United States stuff, because we have so many colloquialisms. We have so many different ways of saying things that it's hard for them to mimic and or create it. In that last segment we had like four or five different cultural references that you, if you didn't catch, will fly by you. I mean, there are people who say things like "Bye, Felicia," not even knowing that it's from the movie Friday, but they know the context of it. You're dismissing someone saying "Bye, Felicia." So yeah, let's keep talking about this. I'm going to move into music in just a little bit here, but let's go to the lines. I want to read a text here. We talked about Weird Al, someone from the WISS area, the 920 says, "You, sir, have a lot of nerve to squeeze all that Charmin while Mr. Whipple is not around. How dare you?" And I say to that, it's Friday. I will squeeze all the Charmin I can.
Absolutely.
Especially since Mr. Whipple, I haven't seen that guy in a long time. Also, Andrew in Maine writes, if you want to go and be part of our text line, you can also write up on the live stream. Andrew in Maine says, when a patch cable and a switchboard get together, a producer is born.
That is where I came from. Yeah.
That's how we made Jess.
Yeah.
That and I think we wore bras on our head, something like that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's a weird science reference for all those who didn't know. I'm not just trying to be weird here. I'm weird on my own, but I just want to own it.
You are all weirdos.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
I want to get a couple weirdo friends of mine. My buddy Mark from Prairie du Sac. What do you have to say, Mark? How are you doing today?
Funny you brought up. I just watched that movie the other night, Weird Science. That for some reason, like, I got it on DVD, so I watched that.
Gary, yeah, who's Gary?
That it's kind of, you know, serendipitous that I'd done that. But I was getting into music. I mean, and music actually delivers something to us. I mean, I remember some of the lines from, from what 21st Century Schizoid Man by King Crimson. There's another long line song in there. What I Talk to the Wind. You talk to the wind does not hear you. I mean, that's a line from that.
It'll blow back, though, and tell you it'll quiet you right down.
You go to the Moody Blues from the late night lament for Nights in White Satin. You know, cold-hearted orb rules the night, robs the color from our sight. What red is gray and yellow white, but yet we decide which is right and which is illusion. I think too many folks these days can't decide which illusion is, that what illusion actually is.
Mark, I got to tell you, I like to use my illusion, both one and two. So.
That one's going over my head.
Guns N' Roses. Let's go to my... See? It's all relative. But no, seriously, like, people with music, you know, all these kids today with their music and their this and their that, it's always the same thing. May I remind you that a lot of people said that when they wouldn't like to see Elvis shaking his sexy hips. Oh, my goodness. Or, oh, geez, these jazz musicians are going to ruin everything. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe American blues. American blues is pretty much... is one of our biggest exports.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Certainly one of our best. Better than all the war and things.
I would say that. And you know what? It came right back to us in the form of the Beatles and fun things like that because of appropriation and ripping off people. But again, also taking something and building on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And building on the shoulders of those who came before us.
I feel like we have a narrative moving along this whole show here. Let's go to my buddy Al in Milwaukee. How you doing, Al? Good to hear from you again.
What's up, Shorty?
You're about the same height as me, man. Maybe you're about an inch taller, I'd say.
But see, you could talk about your 6'5", three what?
335. Sometimes I'm 340, sometimes I'm 325. I did stop eating for a whole week and a half, and I got down to 310.
You got to keep eating, dude.
I have a 16-year-old grandson. He's 6'2". 320. He's starting tackle at Rufus King High School.
Now we're talking.
So.
Keep him out of double days if you can. No. Jeez.
It's good to hear from you. I ain't heard you on the air in quite a while.
Yeah, I hear you a lot. I like listening to you, man.
Yeah, right. I create trouble with Earl. But
that's the best part.
But... But you're talking about culture, and no one ever goes back to the African-American history and talk about culture when our people were brought here and they took away all of their culture, their religion, their names, and they tried to make us into clones of them. And one day I was on the air and a guy called and he said, "You sound like you're racist." I said, "I am." He said, "Well, why are you so prejudiced?" I said, "You all took away everything we had and tried to make us just like you. So when you look at me, you're looking in the mirror. You're seeing yourself and you don't like what you see because you made us this way."
And unfortunately, that gives them license to go and burn people in effigy on top of that when you make somebody a symbol of something else.
And they didn't like what they saw when they made us be like them. But anyway, it's just a matter of when we look at the culture of the American, our culture is created every day because all of us live differently and we create culture within our families. And many times our families are not kept together to a point where that culture is passed on. So it's a ongoing process. Just wanted to bring that out.
100%, Al, and you have brought up the other side of this entire conversation, which culture is used as warfare, not just cultural wars, but just to erase people. That's why it's important to learn about cultures. There's so many different things I can go here, but
I love what Al just said about culture is created every day.
Yes.
That's
yes,
beautiful.
We're doing it right
Absolutely.
Now.
Right now, we're building culture.
Right now, we have a culture of civic media. We have shows. I know Al from talking to Earl all the time. I know Al from talking to Earl off the air. It's really fun. I love listening to those two talk. And I learn more about their culture and what they grew up with because they're also older than I am. They experience a different Milwaukee than I have growing up. I didn't grow up in Milwaukee. So learning from them is fantastic. I love when those guys get together. I'll just say a word or two, but then for most part, I just shut up and listen because those guys.
That's novel.
Well, you got to. When someone knows more than you, you listen to what they say.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we don't have time for this clip. We're going to get to it afterwards. But there's a let's start it. We can fade it out.
Yeah, sure.
Because music again, and. Al, thank you for your call. That's probably one of the most important points we have here is that two things, culture every day, and you can destroy an entire people by destroying their culture. And I'd like to say that, by the way, even though that was systematic and horrible, it still lived through.
Mm-hmm.
So, and by the way, who's the most popular person at the Olympics right now? Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
I didn't know he was at the Olympics.
He is everybody's best friend at the Olympics.
Oh my goodness.
He's hanging out with everything. And if I told you in 1991 that this would happen, it's amazing. So let's play this clip and play out the segment
to
it. Because this clip I found, this is a group called Axis of Awesome. And for music, I just want to tell you, it's not just that we go along with everything. Like literally all the songs that work for all of us are the same exact song. So let's hear Axis of Awesome. They're an Australian group. Let's play it out.
Well, all the greatest pop songs ever written just use four chords. I mean, it's the same four chords for every song. You want to write a pop hit, just
use four chords.
What chords?
Yeah, just here, these four chords. Just one, two, three, four chords. That's all you need to write pop
sorry,
songs.
Let me get this straight, Chicken Little. What you're saying is you can take those four chords, yeah, repeat them, and pump out practically every pop song ever. Is that what you're saying?
Just pay attention. Do you recognise this?
Yeah, that is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
And the cast of Glee.
Yeah, there's a few more songs with the same chords. Check it out. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure.
Well, it's just two songs, like...
People kill and people die and children hurt and hear them cry.
Three songs?
Can you practice what you preach? Won't you turn the other cheek? If I could, then I would. I'd go wherever you will go.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Yes, you will be loved. Yes, you will be loved.
Oh, take me home, country road.
I hate this song.
Well, it'll go to another one for the same one.
Come back with us on the Maggie Dawn Show, 855-752-4842. I'm Brian Kelly, that's Jess.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
One of the state's biggest and best farmers markets is right here in Waukesha. Join thousands of your neighbors this Saturday morning between 8 and noon at the corner of St. Paul and Madison along the Fox River. Fresh produce, crafts, flowers, food, and gift ideas of all kinds are on display and on sale. We'll check in live each Saturday morning on WAUK, too. Plan to stock up this Saturday at the Waukesha Farmers Market and stop by our WAUK tent to say hi and register to win a brand new Logger bike. We can't wait to see you.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Your love, got to prove your love.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly filling in. I got Jess on the board over there. We're playing some Taylor Dane right now. Pride of Long Island. I grew up a little bit in Long Island.
Did you?
Yeah, my dad's from Long Island. My mom's from Jersey, so we lived out there for a little bit. I lived in North Shirley.
I have no idea where that is.
Neither do I.
Okay.
I moved away in fourth grade. Oh. It's fine. To New Hampshire. Like, got whiter.
Not whiter.
Yeah. But Taylor Dane, pretty darn awesome. We're going to prove our love to you. We're going to talk about culture today, talking about culture in several different facets, how it's a narrative. We think through narrative. We think through stories. We talk through stories. The way we remember things is through stories. We mnemonic devices. We think about things. I know about PEMDAS. Because my friends and I made fun of PEMDAS all
Please
the time.
Excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Yes, exactly. It's but you connect it. You remember things connecting by the stories you tell yourself because that's how our brain works.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That
is quite literally how your brain works. Your brain takes little pieces of information and it stores it in different parts, and then it forms tracks to connect it.
Yeah.
And then you can access that information. And when you access one piece, it lights up the other pieces. And to make it all connect, your brain fills in the spots.
And sometimes you get them wrong.
Yep.
And then, and you actually, more often than not, you do.
More often than not.
Because it's impossible. Look around you right now. Try and remember everything that's happening around you. Try and remember the sign that you see. Try and remember you can't. You just can't.
You can't. Your brain takes in an absurd amount of information, and it holds all of it for fractions of seconds, and then it discards the overwhelming majority of it, saving only a teeny, teeny little bit of it that you can access again, but usually you're going to get it in a different order.
But this is also why things like, you know, stupid, wrong, horrible, bigoted narratives work.
Correct, unfortunately.
Because let's do a little quick experiment.
Yeah.
Why don't you think of someone who is in this country illegally? What's the picture that you have in your mind? Don't say it, just think about it. Someone who uses food stamps. What's that picture like? What's the picture of someone who's extremely intelligent giving a lecture somewhere? What's a picture of what a rock star looks like? What does a hip-hop star look like to you? What does athletic excellence mean to you? To me, athletic excellence means Simone Biles.
Oh, absolutely.
She now lives in Chicago. Her husband is safety for the Bears now. We used to play for the Packers last year. But now living in Chicago, she is effectively the greatest athlete in all of Chicago.
And an incredible representative for mental health.
Yes. Let's not forget that the Olympic story of Simone Biles is not just that this woman who's maybe 5'2", 5'4", she can
is
get...
Is she over 5 feet tall?
She can get to... It doesn't matter. She's small. She can get up to 12 feet in the air. She can jump over a basketball backboard.
Yeah. That's just mind-blowing.
And that's... That just alone is amazing. But when you add in the narrative, the story of her fighting against Larry Nassar and fighting against the pressure, the immense pressure. I mean, you have a couple seconds to go and prove all of your work for 4 to 8 years, half most of your life for these girls.
Yep.
Because a lot of them are girls when they start.
Yeah.
You know?
She was a teenager.
Please don't get me wrong. I don't want to conflate that I'm calling her a girl. She's a woman. She's a fantastic woman and one of my heroes. I love her. But the narrative for all of us is, well, she doesn't play football, so her husband's really more important, right? Or is it now? Years ago, would it be different? How many different stories had to be told for her story to be accepted as this is what the story is?
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's so powerful of a story that when someone tries to say something like, oh, she's a loser and she quit, like J.D. Vance
nonsense.
Did, it sounds stupid.
It is stupid.
Because but it's not because of the truth of it. We know the truth of the situation. We all agree that the truth of it is that she's a powerful woman, and to make that decision to step out is harder than it is to continue.
Absolutely. 100%.
And we've talked about that situation to death, but the point of that matter is the story that that we are told and the story that J.D. Vance told, the one is more important than the other, whether the truth is one or the other. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Reality is the story that everybody agrees on because history is written by the victors.
Correct.
You know? So this is important to keep in mind when we're talking about things. I love baseball a lot.
Me too.
Like, I love baseball because it's so human in that most of the time you're going to fail.
Yeah. Most of the time you get up to bat, you're going to strike out. You're going to lob something. Someone just catches real easy.
But if you continue doing the thing, if you continue doing the right way and following the process and having, I don't know, faith in your process, faith in your immediate training, then you can maybe, I don't know, do something. That one hard out that you hit, that's a good thing because you hit the ball hard. And that's what you have to tell yourself and keep going. But it can teach you a lot of, you know, obviously sports can teach you a billion things about life and, you know, overcoming adversity and what you can do. And but again, narratives are important. And that's why people get mad about the Caitlin Clark thing. That's why people tell their stories about, but no matter what it is, it means that WNBA is more important now. And if that's the story that gets told, great. But again, this is how we need to think about things in order to be able to make things work for our society. We're going to keep going with this. We're talking culture here, guys. On the Maggie Dawn Show, I'm Brian Kelly. With me is Jess. We are having a lot of fun on a Friday, and we got a lot of people texting. I'm going to read some of those. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly, and you better prove your love. Give me a call. Give me a text.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend. Has Kamala Harris picked her VP, or is it still to come? Find out Monday.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like the
it's only glass. It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw,
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.